Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Chav Zayin. We're holding on Kuf Chav Vav Amid Beis. About to start the sugya of all of the various dinim that the Torah changes when it comes to the birth of a tumtum. You remember that a tumtum is someone with the genitals that are not exposed on the outside of the body, which are basically all folded up, and therefore you can't tell their sex. So the question is, do they have a din of a bechor, some other tmei leida, and so on and so forth? These are the issues that we'll discuss now together. And we're holding on the four lines up from the bottom, Omer of Ami. Tumtum shenikra v'nimtza zachar eno notel pishnayim. That if a child is born as a tumtum, so he's not known as a male at the time of his birth, and then afterwards they operate and they find that he is a male, he still is not considered to be a bechor legabi pishnayim. Damar kro v'haya haben habechor lasniha. V'haya always means a continued existential state. That means at the time that he was havaya, when he came into being, that is, in his birth. So achiye ben bisha'at havaya. He needed to be recognized as a male at that point. Nachum bar Yitzchak omar af inonidon keben sorer umore. He also would not have a din when he grows up to be a ben sorer umore, even though he fits all the other profiles of a ben sorer umore. Yomar kro ki hiye leish ben sorer umore. That's ki hiye. He needs to be a ben at least from the time of havaya. Achiye ben bisha'at havaya. What's fascinating is Amemar says, forget about his not being able to be Neitel Pishnayim. He doesn't even count as a Poshet vis-a-vis the Bechora. Of course, he counts as a Poshet in terms of Yerusha, but not vis-a-vis the Bechora. How does such a thing work, not vis-a-vis the Bechora? Because we've already done this once before, we need to separately, spoke about yesterday, a Sufik in the Chelek of the Bechora, we would split and simply go over here also. In other words, let's say that you've got now a case where you have three sons, okay? So you've got the actual Bechor, and you've got now a Poshet, and you've got a Tumtum. Now, when it comes to figuring out what the Bechor is, what you would normally do if you had two sons, the Bechor and another son, you'd split it three ways, right? And the Bechor would take two of those three. That way you would know what the Chelek Bechor is, and the remaining son would take one. So we do the same thing over here. Ignore the existence of the Tumtum, okay? First split the entire, let's say the father has nine fields. Split the entire property three ways. Three fields. Now the Bechor would get six, right? Okay. Now let's move on, because that means that the Chelek Bechor was three. But now let's split the Chelek Bechor from the Chelek Poshet. How many Poshets are there? Three. The Bechor himself is a Poshet, also. The Tumtum is a Poshet, and the Poshet is a Poshet. So that means taking off the three out of the total of nine, you're left with six. If you're left with six, each one of them would get two. So that means that the Bechor takes his three as the Chelek HaBechora, two as his Chelek HaPoshet, the other two Pshutim take two as their Chelek HaPoshet. Whereas if the Tumtum would have been there as a full-scale poshet, even vis-a-vis the Bechor, then we would have had to split the property four ways, the nine piece. We would get, instead, that he would have gotten four and a half instead of the five that he gets now. Right? Two different people. What's your problem? There's a Bechor, there's a poshet, and there's a tumtum.
So who was born first?
The Bechor usually is born first. And nobody ever said that Tumtum is a Safek Bechor.
It's a different case.
I'm not talking about a Safek Bechor. I don't know where you got that from. You're making a complicated case. It's a very simple case. Bechor is born, a brother is born, and yet after that a third unknown sex is born, who turns out to be a brother. No, he isn't a female. He's full regalia, male. Turned out to be a male. No, there's no question about his sex. The only question over here is, does he reduce the chelek of the Bechorah? No. He does share fully in the chelek of the Poshet. This is a subtle point that's important to distinguish between a chelek of Bechorah, which is Neitel Pishnayim, not necessarily the equivalent of double his own chelik of the poshet, surprisingly. Because in terms of the posik that introduces Vaya ben HaBechor, over there where we're darshing it, it has to be mitchila. So it says over there, Ve'yoldu lo banim, the case of the snua and the ahuva, right? So that means that the banim that are taken into consideration in the context of figuring out the chelik bechorah are only those that were banim mishat avaya. But that doesn't say anything about the chelik hapashut. So that means that we're going to have a different chelik bechorah than we're going to have the chelik hapashut. So therefore, calculate the chelik bechorah first as if the tumtum isn't there. So you only split it three ways. That means the chelik bechorah is three. Now split the chelik hapashut now between the remaining three. Subtract that three from the nine, take the six, divided by the three pshutim. The Bechor is a Pashut, the Tumtum is a Pashut, and the Pashut is a Pashut. Each one of them gets two. Add the two to the three that the Bechor had previously, and now he has five. And the other two get two apiece. And they each get two. Had it been the other way around, in other words, if the halacha had been that the Bechor Schelek is b'mu'at rotuntum, we would have had to split the original property four ways. And then we would, so then he would only have gotten four and a half, the Bechor. Because we would have divided it now by four into nine. 2.25, then each one of them would have, then he would have gotten those two, and each one of them would have gotten their full Schelek. Okay, so that's another interesting point. Where does that come from? Shnei Amar, that's because in the Pasuk of Kitihiena, so it says over there, "Kitihiena liishtei nashim achat ovav achat snua, v'yoldu lo vanim," and then "lo yochol vaker et abechor ben snua yakir." So take lo pishnayim in the context of the yoldu lo vanim. So it means that chelik abechor is achi ben b'shaat leida, the children that will be taken into consideration in figuring how much the bechor is going to get are bonim misha'at leida. But if we didn't know their sex at the time of the birth, they don't count for the Bechor.
This is not coming from a Havaya. It's not.
No. That's the thing. This is v'yoldulo banim. This is the next pasuk. You know, this is the second part of the Tiena that refers to Havaya of Nisuin, not Havaya of birth. And then the pasuk after that goes into the dinner of the Bechor. The next case that we have is Rav Shizbi Omer Afinu Nimolishmona. Not only that, he is not considered to be Deicha Shabbos. Because the Pasuk says, Ishaki Tazria V'yalda Zachar, V'bayom HaShmini Yimol, from that B'yom HaShmini Yimol, we learn B'yom Afilu B'Shabbos. This boy is not included in that, because it only says V'yalda Zachar, and he wasn't a Zachar Misha'at Leida. So therefore, even though he will normally have a brit b'yom shmini, but not if it comes out on Shabbos, because it's not deicha. Rip shar b'yomar, I got the biggest chiddush for you. Af inimo t'meya leida. His mother is not t'meya leida. She did not have a zochar or a nekeva. So in other words, all she has, if she didn't bleed in the birth, she doesn't get t'meya at all. If she bled, she's a regular nida. But there's no din of t'meya leida. The Yomar Kra Ishaki Tazria Vialda Zachar Utmea Shivat Yamin Achi Ezachar Misha Atleda. No, she's not a Yoledas. We don't pass him like this. Meitve asks the Gemara, how can you say that if it says Beferish in the Mishnah, Mapelet Tumtum Vandroganus, Teshev Lezachar Lekeva? You can't get around that one. Now, over here it says that she's going to have to be machmir, both for a leda of a zachar and a leda nekeva. How are you machmir both? Because a nekeva is, to me, a double the number of days. She's got 14 days of tuma. But the tzad of the zachar only had yemei tyra up to the 40th day. So you would have had 7 and 33, 33 of tyra. Now we take off another 7 off of the 33, and you only have up until the end of the 40th day. After the 40th day, she's now already a Suffolk, not Dam Tayar anymore. So if she's Raya, she would be a Nida Misafik. So therefore, you have to be now Yoshev, both Chumras. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, you said that that's Meitveh, you're only saying Kyuf to the Rav Sharvia, How about Rav Shizbi? Rav Shizbi says that it's also considered to be a non-Doche Shabbos Leda. So he's also not including it in Leda. Obviously, the Mishnah in Nida is including it in the Leda. So according to that, it should be Doche Rav Shizbi too. And you only said, do you have to do Rav Sharbia? So Leva Tavit, do you have to do Rav Shizbi also? No, not necessarily. Because this could be Mitzara Sofek. And then Rav Shizbi was being machmer. He was saying, there's a tzad to say it's not a kosher leda, and therefore it's not Doche Shabbos. But this Tana is also saying, I don't know. Maybe he's misupik. In other words, you're saying he doesn't know whether it's a zocher and a keva. Maybe he doesn't know whether it's a zocher and a keva or nothing. So it could be he doesn't have anything against it. But when it comes to Rav Sharbia, Rav Sharbia is being mekel. Rav Sharbia was saying he doesn't have the din of tumas leda. The Tana says Beferish definitely has it in it 2 months later. So, but it could be it's a Sofik. So if it's a Sofik, then he might agree with Rav Shizbi to be Machmer Lagabi Shabbos. So I could bring a Raya against that. Says, well, no, that doesn't make sense. If he's Besupik, how could he say Teshev Lezachar Nekeva? He should also have to add Ula Nida. Because once he's saying Teshev Lezachar Nekeva, he's giving her Yemei Torah. How can he give her Yemei Torah? He has to at least say that there's a suffix that she's a nida. If you'll say there's a suffix that she's a nida, so what's the point of saying teshev la zachar? Since anyway she's going to be tamei shvu'ayim for nekeva. So then it should have just said teshev la nekeva la nida. That's not a problem. Because there's a chumra in having yemei tayar. What's the chumra in having yemei tayar? Suppose she was roya dam during what might be yemei tayar. And then she's Rei Adam again 7 days later at the end of the Yemei Tayar. So if she had Yemei Tayar, the Riyah that she has afterwards is the beginning of her Nidot. And then fine, so she's at the end of 7 days, she's Tahira. But if she never was, they never had Yemei Tayar, so then this would be Zivot. Now she's going to have to be Machmir both ways. And that's going to completely mess up her count and so on, unless she has a very long period that she can keep now Tahira. So it's very negeah for us to know that there's also a suffix that she might have Yemei Tayar. Therefore, she has to be Yoshev for all three things, because each one represents a separate chumrah. So she has 2 weeks of Tumah, as a nekeva. She has a suffix of the Yemei Tayar, even during the period of Zachros. And she has to be Machmer on Nidais as well. But he didn't say anything about Nidais. What does that tell you? That tells you that he was not at all misupik the Tana about whether it's a birth. It's definitely a birth. It's just we don't know if it's a male or female. So then that should show that Rav Shizbi is wrong. It was definitely a birth. You're saying it was not kiyol de zocher. So he's like, well, okay, kasha, that's a problem. It's not a tiyufta, because I mean, you can always say that it was just saying bekitzer, maybe tni. Also, you could say the word ulanida. But for Reb Sharbi, it's mamish at the yufta. Omar Rava, Tanya Kavosi the Rebami, getting back now to the din of the Bechor, which we started with, that he's not Noito Pishnayim, that we have a Braita. The Braita says, analyzing the Posek, again, V'yodulo banim v'haya ha-bein ha-bechor, ha-bein ha-bechor. So the Braita says, when it says ha-bein, it means a bain, not a tumtum. And bechor means a vadai bechor, and not a suffix. Now, we don't know what that means. We're going to ask about this in a moment. So, bishlema bain velo tumtum. I know what that's telling me. That's exactly what Rabbi said. That if a child is born as a tumtum and not known as a bain at that moment, then he doesn't get pishnai. But what's that second part? Bechor velo safek. What's that? Lafuki mai. Ah. That actually is teaching us that Rava himself, who brought this, is wrong. Because earlier Rava had made a mistake, and he gave a drasha where he said, Bitzara Svara, that in a case where a guy has two wives, who both ended up giving birth, and the kids got mixed up. So they were born, Shtei Nashim Shealdu Shtei Zecharim B'machbe. So they each one had a child. We don't know now which one is which. Kotvin har sha'az elezes. We don't know which is the Bechor. They're both his wives. But we have no idea which is the Bechor. So what they can do is, says Rava, what's the problem? Why can't they simply give each other a power of attorney? Obviously, there's other brothers here. So give them, each other, a power of attorney. 50 years later, there's another 30 kids in the family. So go and collect as the chelek of bechor between the two of you and split the chelek of bechor. And that way you come as power of attorney. Now, how you can write a power of attorney, remember, that's a big shaila. Because there's a machlokas if a power of attorney works through shlichut, or whether shlichut's not good enough. You'd have to actually transfer ownership in order for the person to be tovei abedin. If you have to transfer ownership, then it's dependent on the machlokas we had before about whether a bechor is neitel is chelek without chaluka. Because otherwise, by definition, how can you assign somebody your chelek bechor that you don't have? You can't assign a theoretical chelek bechor. So here it's about chlokas Rashi and Tosis, Rashbam and Tosis. Rashbam learns that it's going according to the sugya that indeed the bechor is zoich and is nachla. We had last week bechor is zoich and is nachla immediately. Tosis says no because we come out lemaisis, but you can do it with shlichut. So you don't have to say that at all. Okay, but in any event, getting on to the case. So Rava had said that they can write out a harsha'a. Omerle Rav Papa, the Rava Rav Papa said, look, I know that Ravin sent out a shaila about this issue to all of his rabbeim. Shalach Ravin, dovar zeh she'alti l'chol rabotai, v'lo amru li davar, nobody wanted to give a psak of their own, but they ended up with a psak from Rabbi Yanai. It was quoted from Rabbi Yanai. Kach amru bishum Rabbi Yanai. Hukru ulubes sof nit arvu kotvim harsha'azelaze. Lo hukru en kovin kotvim harsha'azelaze. Because in a posik, bechor means you needed to have a bechor at the time of laid. So if for a moment you knew who the bechor was and then the kids got confused, that's fine. Then you can write a harsha. But the Torah is bedafka saying, we will not give the din of a bechor to a child that is unknown as a bechor. So part of the bechor is not the fact of the first leida. We've already seen this. In other terms, there needs to be an emotional attachment to the bechor, so on, those kind of issues. So it's also necessary to be aware that this is a bechor. So if for a moment he was a bechor, fine, at that moment he was defined as a bechor, then you forgot about it. It's a typical problem in momentous. Whatever you do, you write arsha. But in the other case, he is not a bechor at all. So when Rava heard that, Hadar uki Rava amorale, so he immediately went out to give another drasha. And he said, V'daraj, v'ayb shamati v'chem ta'utein b'yadi. I said the wrong thing, because I wasn't aware of the dik and the pasik. I was saying, mitzad asfora. Bram, kacham rubishim rabbianai. The fact is that rabbianai is quoted as saying, hu krul besof nitarvu, in the case where first we knew who the bukhar was and then they got confused. About that I was right. Mitzad asfora. No, kotvim arsha azalazeh. But what I was wrong about is lo hukru in kutvim harsha'azel. If you never knew it was, then forget about it. Shokalei b'nei akra da'agba l'shmuel yilamdeinu rabbeinu. They had another shaila that they asked Shmuel, what would be the din if everybody believed that a certain son was a bechor and the father says, that's not my bechor. And he identifies another child as the bechor. Can we believe the father, or do we go according to the Chazaka? Sholach lohu. So Shmuel wrote, well, it's another one of those cases where they're going to need to basically give a harsha'a, one to another. Now, this is sort of the easy way out, because he wasn't pasman, basically, right? I mean, he could pass from one way or the other. I mean, say kotvim harsha'a is basically saying, well, I don't know. So just to make sure, let them both write a harsha'a. That way they'll each get part of the chelek ha-bechor. But this chelek ha-bechor won't disappear. So kotvim harsha'a zelazeh. What kind of psak is that? Manashach. I mean, we know there is a machloket about whether we follow a father in these circumstances or we follow the chazaka. I mean, what does Shmuel hold? Manashach. If he holds a grabbanan, as we'll see in a moment, so then let him say Lishlach Luka Rabbanan, as we'll see. Rabbanan hold, we don't believe the father. Ikra Yudas Riolei, so then just pask it straight out. We believe the father. This business of writing our Shah, well, obviously, Misapkele, He didn't want a paskin like one or the other, wasn't sure. Who would a paskin like? So Mesakali Krib, Yudik Rabbana. I like the way everybody's referring to this machlokes. What is it? My, I mean, it'd be nice to tell me up front before he asks the questions. D'tanya. The machlokes is like this. When the Torah says, Ki yata b'chor ben asua yakir, latet lo pishnai. Yakir is an interesting word. I mean, what's the legal ramifications of saying he should recognize that b'chor? What do you mean, recognize b'chor? Just say, la b'chor ben asura yiten pishnayim. I mean, what the yakir is clearly talking about some type of legal formality to recognize him as a b'chor. That means yakirenu la'achirim, that indeed he is the one that does define the legal recognition of the b'chor. And if other people disagree, that's tough on them. Mikan amar Reb Yehuda, and it's based on this that Reb Yehuda said, this is the Reb Yehuda we were referring to a moment ago in the Machlokes with the Chachamim. Ne'eman adam lomar zebeni b'chor. That a person is believed to identify a b'chor. U'cheshem she'ne'eman adam lomar zebeni b'chor. And in precisely the way that Yakir tells me that we know who the ben ha'b'chor is through the father, he would therefore, by definition, be ne'eman adam lomar zeben grushav, zeben chalutzav, if he were a kohen, he could passel his children the same way that he could identify his children as a b'chor. Now, that's not so pashut. Why in the world do we say that? Because the Torah was bezake him to give money to a b'chor, but Meili has the kayak to passel his children. That's a little weird. So there's a number of different approaches like that. One approach in Tosfos is very simple. That if he, what it's saying over here is that he is telling us that another child is the b'chor. That child could have been 5 years younger. Well, there's only one way he was the b'chor. Wasn't his kid. If it wasn't his kid, then he's a mamzer. So that means that he's believed to say that his older son is a mamzer and not his son at all. Right? So if he's believed he's a mamzer, he's believed, therefore, to say ben grusha ben chalutza, zechora. So in other words, we take for granted that it wouldn't be a limited yakir. We don't believe you that your other kid's a mamzer, but we do believe you that this kid's a bechor. That's one approach. Again, that doesn't necessarily follow 100%. It could be the Torah gives him the right to give the mamon his chus to the b'chor without necessarily inferring that this is the other one is the mamzer. He can believe that would be the same way we have pagin and dibure. So Rabbi Eliyahu has a pshat that Tosfos brings, which is that the pasuk yakir is remember et abachor ben hasnu'ah, which means that he could be makir the fact that it was snu'ah in the marriage, which is always the word that's used where there's something wrong with the marriage. It's a kosher marriage, but it's an iser lav. So as if he sees a kohen, he says he married a gerusha. So it's a kosher marriage, but it's a ben hasnu'ah. So it's snu'ah ben isu'ah, in which case there is saying that he can actually identify it as a ben hasnu'ah. That's how Merum is in the Pasuk itself. Okay, but in any event, the important thing for us is Alibi Rabbi Yehuda, Yakir is an absolute. I don't care whether there's a Chazaka against it. The Torah is saying he's the one that comes to define. The Rabbanan say absolutely not. Eino Ne'eman. Why would he believe? I mean, we have now the Chazaka. Omalei Runach Vayitzak L'Rova. I don't get the Machlokas. I mean, isn't it a Pasuk? Bishlam the Rabbi Yehuda. He's darshaning the pasuk. The Rabbanan haven't told us what that yakir is supposed to mean. So why did the Torah write yakir according to the Rabbanan? It's obviously coming to tell us some legal state, no? Yakir lomali. No, he said to him. Yakir, according to the Rabbanan, says Ravat Ramachubai Yitzchak, means b'tzorech hekera. We're not talking, you're assuming that the only case we have is where everybody knows the family and they have a chazaka that this kid's the b'chor for the past 30 years. Let's talk about a family comes into town the first time. Now they're going into Besdin, filling out their Bisrat HaPnim stuff and so on. So he says it's a Bechor. So the Rabbanan is saying he has a right to say it's a Bechor. There it doesn't run counter to anything that we previously assumed. But where do we see that Yakir would be acceptable even where there was already a Chazaka otherwise? So he asked him, what do you mean? I mean, what's the point of that? L'may hilchata. In terms of what? That l'met avlo pishnai? You don't need a pasuk to tell me you can give him pishnai. If this father claims that the guy, let's say it didn't say yakir, this father claims that this son is a Bechor and gets Pishnayim. Does the father have Biyado to make sure that this kid gets Pishnayim anyway? Yes. He can write him out a living will and see to it that he gets Pishnayim. So it's a Biyado. But he's got a lie to do this. Well, he's to write a contract. So what's the big deal? So he has a Migul. So anyway, we would believe him. So I don't need Yakir. It's not coming to tell me anything. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's coming to tell me a big Kiddush. Like this, I would say it's a Migul B'mokam Eidim. If we have a Chazaka, we know this kid was born first. This guy won't start telling us he's a Mamzer. I mean, why should we believe him? We don't have to say, well, he could give it away. Migul B'mokam Eidim doesn't mean anything. To Alibi Rabbi Yehuda, it's a big Kiddush. It's telling us, believe him, Hafal Pikin. A new Gzera Sakosov that doesn't work with a Migul. But according to the Rabbanan, you're not adding anything by the Yakir that wouldn't have been achieved anyway on any simple legal proceeding. If you walked in without Yakir, we would have said, we would believe you. Because if you wanted to, you give it away with him anyway. So how do you explain it? That's not a good answer. So, Ilu Boy Lametav Leiba Matanah, I mean, suppose you wanted to give it as a living gift. So couldn't he have done that? Milo Yoivle? Ah, yes, but we're talking about over here, says Rava, the Kiddush would be that Lotzricha but binuchasim shenof lole acharmika. That's the point. So how about now things that come in after? Now obviously they don't come in after his death, because then the Bechor wouldn't have gotten it anyway, because then it'd be Roy, and ain't a Bechor not to Roy to be Muslim. But how about things that would come in after to date? So right now you're saying, okay, right now we'll believe that you're a Bechor vis-a-vis whatever he owns. But since you can't give a gift on a Dovah Shalom Bali Yailam, so anything you don't own now, if it wouldn't be for Yakir, it wouldn't have been included. Comes along Yakir, it says, even though right now it's not in your hands to give this as a gift because it's Dovah Shalom Bali Yailam, the Torah believes him anyway. So you don't have to keep redoing this procedure every time you get a new piece of property. That's what Yakir is. It still has legal validity. Wait a minute, says Gemara. It doesn't have such legal validity. The ones who argue on Rabbi Yehuda is always Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, oh, you're trying to explain the sheet to the Rabbanan. I asked you what Yakir means, I'll leave it to Rabbanan. Problem is that Rabbi Meir holds it on a Makatabah Shiloh Bali Oilah. In which case, you would be able to give a living gift of something that you don't own. So again, according to the Rabbanan's own Shita, Rabbi Meir's own Shita, Yakir is not coming to tell me a darn thing. And now you really have a problem. No, and that is still a case, Rava says. If you let you see it inside, Ul Rabbi Meir de Amar, Adam Makne Davar Shalobo Leolam, Yakir Lamali. Ah, it would matter on Nechasim Shenaflu Lo Kishu Goses. This still has a legal implication. Because even Rabbi Meir is made that you can be Makne Davar Shalobo Leolam, only if at the time that it was Bala Olam, you would have been physically capable of conveying it. Since the person who is now in his death throes is not physically capable of conveying it, it may not even be conscious. So then the Yakir will make a difference. Obviously, he didn't die yet. So because if he did, then the Bechor wouldn't be Neidel B'Shnayim. So he gets this a moment before his death. Moment before his death, he's not in any mood to be able to give it. He can't give it. He's not able to speak or whatever. So Mamela, in such cases, the Yakir would have helped. Because then even something that fell b'shas kesisa would belong to the Bechor. And if it wouldn't have been for Yakir, you would not have migo to give that to the Bechor. That's the difference. It doesn't matter how minor the difference is. You can no longer ask why the Torah writes Yakir. It makes all the difference in the world. You know, $200 billion doesn't go as far as it used to. But yeah.
What level of nesina does the person have to have if you're a mayor to give over?
What kayak on nesina? Same kayak to always?
He has to physically be able to give it over.
Other nesina. Whatever that halacha defines as a kosher matana, he would have to be able to do. Doesn't matter. Whatever the requirement is, we don't have to deal with that here. That's a din in kinyonim, not in gesisa. Tana rabban. Let's see. We thought that a certain person was a Bechor. V'omar aviv alacher shu Bechor. So then he would be believed. Ne'eman. Now that's going Aliva Rabbi Yehuda, right? Hayumuch zakim bo she'eno Bechor. V'omar aviv Bechor hu eno ne'eman. That is not Rabbi Yehuda. So this bright is a little bit weird. It's one of those brightas that is there to tie you in knots. So, if you want to know what it is, Reish Reb Yudav Sefer Abba. That's what it is. Omer of Yochanan. Suppose a guy says, this is my son. And then he changes his mind and he says, this is not my son, this is my Eved. So then he's not believed. Because if he really was an Eved, then he never would have called him my son. In other words, he couldn't have meant, well, I called him my son because he's as close to me as a son. You don't call an Eved a son, no matter how close you are to him. But if he first said, this is my servant, and then he says, it's B'ni, then he is Ne'eman, because you could certainly point to a child who is tremendously given to doing everything that a father needs, and what he really means is, Meshamish li ka'avda ka'amar. He's such a loyal son that he acts as if he's my servant. That already is a plausible explanation of his change of mind. What about in the case where he's going through customs? So then everything is the opposite. If he's going through customs, then it's the exact opposite. Because in customs, they charge you for slaves, but they don't charge you for kids. So then, of course, he's always saying, oh, this is not my, this is not, this is,
don't give
them
any ideas.
Yeah, you're right. No, this is my son. He walks out of the airport, he says, no, son, this is my Eved. So what did you say? He says, I had to tell Mechas he was a son. So there everybody understands, of course, that's why he says it's a son. What this means is that essentially we're looking at the din of Yakir as being similar to the din of testimony. So like this would say, Kibin Shigi, Deinu Chozer Omagid. Once you've established a legal usage, whether it's in terms of Eidos or in terms of Yakir, you can't change your mind. This is not a gentle discussion that you're having. You established a legal reality. You can't change that legal reality unless what it is that you're saying is, this is what I meant. So then you're not being Mishana, your original words. So if it comes to Meches saying Hakinami, there we understand that there would be the exact opposite. You're passing through customs house and you claim that your slave is your Ben. And then when you get out of the customs, Chazaramar Avdiu, they're your Ne'eman. On the other hand, if you said that someone was an Eved, and then you'd have to pay customs, unless you're rich, you loves to pay additional customs due to your taxes. So then, if you're Chazar V'Omar B'ni, Eino Ne'eman, because why would anybody be a friar like that? Meitvet asks the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan. Here it says, Hayah Misham Shol Kebein. Ubach V'Omar B'nihu. Suppose this person was actually doing the things that a son does. It was helping him get dressed, putting on his shoes, and so on. And he says, at that time, he says, this is my Ben. And then he goes and he says, it's my Eved. So then he's Eino Ne'eman. He's not believed to say that, well, I meant all along he was Chaviv to me like a Ben. I never, because again, that we saw before, a person doesn't call an Eved a Ben, no matter how Chaviv he is. On the other hand, Fayem Hashem Shoka Eved, Ubava Amar Avdihu, V'chozav Amar Benihu, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what was the din? He's Ne'eman. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he is Ne'eman even if we didn't see him serving him to the way that an Eved would serve a master, right? So that means that in this case, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's certainly meant to be Meshabeach his son. Because we see that that's what the son was doing. So therefore, it's very reasonable that what he meant was, ah, what a wonderful son. He gives me the full service like an Eved would give me. And Afal Pikin, what are we paskin? Eino Ne'eman. So apparently, Rabbi Yochanan's maimer, that it's plausible for a person to say, all I meant to say was how wonderful my son is, that he's Meshamish Mekeved. Even in a case where we saw him being Meshamish Kevin, it wouldn't be believed. So anyway, Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hatam Dekaru Le Avda Meitzar Mea. I wasn't talking about that Istam said first, this is my Eved. He said, this is my Eved, who is a 100 shekel deposit. Was that what you mean? My Meitzar Mea? I'm saying Meitzar Avda Mea Zuz. I'm saying that wherever he goes, there goes my savings account. So, in other words, what that means is that this is an expensive toy I've got over here. So that's what he called him, an avda meitzar meya. That you don't call your son. You're giving him an actual value, and you're saying that this is what he represents in terms of his costs to you. So that certainly is not shevach on the son. So in that case, it has nothing to do with Rabbi Yochanan. But in Archinami, if all he said stam was he's an eved, he might have been being mishabeach the way that he was serving him. Omer Rabami, tumtum shenikra, v'nimtza zachar, eno noter pishtayim demakrav, v'ya ben ha-bechor l'sniya, at shiye ben misha'at havaya, v'mnachom v'yitzvek, omar afen en nidon, k'ben sorer umoret, yomakra, ki yeh l'ish ben sorer umoret, at shiye ben misha'at havaya. Amei mar omar afen memayet chelek bechora, shenemar v'yold lo banim, at shiye ben misha'at lida. Rupshiz v'yaba, afen en nima l'shmona, yomakra, isha ki tazriya v'yalda zachar, ובהיום השמיני ימול עד שיהיה זכר משעת לידה. ובשאר ויאמר אף אין אמות מאה לידה. ויאמר קרא אישה כי תזריע וידה זכר עוד מאה שבעת ימים עד שיהיה זכר משעת לידה. בית לי. המפלת טומטום ואנדרוגנס תשב לזכר לקיבה. וואו. Forget it. תיופתר ובשאר ויה תיופתר. להם את אבי תיופתר ובשיסבי and he should also be considered a זוכר לגבי מילה. No, maybe not. Maybe it's a suffix. Tana's Fuki Bisafka, he's only going to Lachumra. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is going to Lachumra. If he's going to Lachumra, Yochi Teshev Lazachon, the Kevil and Nidami Baile. You're right. Okay. Kasha. Omer Rabba. Tani Kavazi de Ravami, Ben Velo Tum Tum. Bechor Velo Safek. And the Ben Velo Tum Tum, I understand, Ravami. What's this Bechor Velo Safek grants? Lafuki Mai. Lafuki Minadarash Rava on his own. The Darash Rava Shtenashim Shialdu Shnezacharim Bemachbe. Kotvim Arshazel is the Amelie of Papa Rava. Because Shalak Ravin Dovaz Shalti Lhorabotai, Velom Ruli Davar on their own. Bram, Kakamar Mishum Rabianai, Amru Mishum Rabianai, Ukru Bisov Ditarvu, Kotvim Arshazel is there, but Lo Ukru, then neither of them have a din of a Bechor. And in Kotvim Arshazel is there. So immediately, Adruki, Rove, Amore, Aleve, Dorash, Varim, Shamartil, Chem, Touten, Biondi. Bram, Kakamar, Mishum, Rabianai, who cruel, Abisov, Ditarvu, then Kotvimar, Shazeleze. But if never, who cruel, in Kotvimar, Shazeleze. Shokhula, Bnei Akrad, Akman, Shmuel, Abdenu, Rabbeinu, Ayumu, Sakim, is a Shubachor, Viamar, Aviv, Alakher, Shubachor, Mao, Shalaklu, Kotvimar, Shazeleze. Manashaf, he crap on his relay. Then tell them, Lishalak Rabbona, he could be a Lishalak Rabbona, he's believed. Well, because Misapkale, he could be a Rabbona. Mai, the Tanya. Yakir means Yakirenu Lakirim. Mikanama Rabbiuda, Neaman Adam Lomar, Ze Beni Bechor. Ukashem Shineaman Adam Lomar, Ze Beni Bechor, Kach Neaman Adam Lomar, Ze Ben Grusha, Veze Ben Chalutza. Chachamim Omrim, Eno Neaman. Omalei Rav Nachor by Yitzchak L'Rav Abishlam, Rav Yehuda, Hanu Dekhtiv Yakir, Rabbonin Yakir L'Omalei. Ah, B'tzarech Akira. For what? L'ma Yochata, L'mitva Lo Pishnayim. Lo Yehiel Acher, Ilu Boi L'mitva Lei B'matana, Mi Lo Yoiv Lei. So he would be believed with a Migu. Ah, but what about Nechazim Shnafel L'Acher Mikan? Yeah, well, what about the Rebbe Meir, which is the Rabbonin? The Omer Oda Makhtan Dover Shlo Boi L'Yolam. So you're back where you started from, Yakir L'Omalei. Where he would have been unable to transfer them. Then Rabban. Are you mukzakim bo shubachor v'amar aviv alacher shubachor? Nema? Are you mukzakim bo she'ino bachor v'amar aviv bachor hu? Eino neman. That's because Reish Rabbi Yehuda v'sefer Rabban. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar b'nihu, v'chazav amar avdiu, eino neman. Avdiu, v'chazav amar b'nihu, neman. Because what he means is Bisham Shalika Avdaka Omar, Vihilufeya Betameches, Oyovera Betameches Vama Beniu. And then when he comes out, he's because Vama Abdiu, there is Neman, because we understand that he needed to lie or he was going to be charged mom. But Omar Abdiu, because of Vama Beniu, ain't no Neman. Maitve, Iam Bisham Shokibain, Uba Vyamar Beniu, because of Vama Abdiu, ain't no Neman. But I am Bisham Shokaevet. Uba ve'amar avdiu v'chaz v'amar b'niu eino neman, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Nachman ben Yitzchak, there it's talking about the karole avda meitzar mea. What's a meitzar mea? Meitzar avda mea zuz is what he means. Right there's my bank account.